Diary. Dependence upon the life-giving power. March 3, 1906. We have a most sacred work before us. We cannot trust in man or make flesh our arm. The Lord will not leave his people to the will of their enemies. We need the life-giving power every moment. The fruitfulness and success of the people of God are in their dependence upon the life-giving power. It is my Father's good pleasure that ye bear much fruit, and this can only be through the presence and life of Christ in the soul. All the fruits of the religious life must be consecrated to the service of God. Self in no case is to take the glory. We are in danger of losing much through spiritual slothfulness, which is the result of depending too much upon human props and not fully depending upon our true and only sure helper, Jesus Christ. There comes in so much that is human, and the outcome in religious movements lack much the life-giving power of the Holy Spirit, which can make us fit, meet for the Master's service. There is want of that fervent love towards Christ, and the expressions that should come from human lips if Christ's love is abiding in the heart. The want of that fervency of expression in decided action makes the works tame and unsuccessful in influence. Christ sends messages of warning which, if received, will awaken a sincerity and decided expression in fervency of love to God. Christ is too much dishonored by a tame, neither cold nor hot, position of his people, and the faithful witness of warning is given to arouse them from their slumbering inaction, which is sinful, because souls are perishing in their sins. The Lord calls them to awaken from sinful inaction. He sends messages of mercy, of reproof, and the penitence and confession from sincere hearts will be rewarded with the impression and assurance. I have heard thy prayers. I have seen thy tears. I will give you peace and pardon. See 2 Kings 20, verse 5. In our Redeemer's love, the comfort of the grace of Christ will be most present to the soul. Christ's love for his people is strong. He delights to magnify his grace unto them. His church is most precious in his eyes. He will, if they walk humbly before him, make her, by the gifts of his Spirit, fair as the moon, clear as the sun, and terrible as an army with banners. Cling to the Savior as your atoning sacrifice.